American athletes have earned Olympic gold medals during the past 50 years or so in many divisions of track and field. My guest today, Dick Landon, is one of the few Americans to win a gold medal for high jumping. We'll be talking with Dick just as soon as we have this important message. Well, first, let me find out from you, Mr. Landon, what about your thrills? Did you have something that stands out more than anything
else? I think the greatest thrill of all is when you've won, to have the Stars and Stripes run up on the center flagpole and hear the Star-Spangled Banner played. It's very emotional, and I don't know anybody who's had that thrill that hasn't had the tears running down their cheeks when that happened.
Now, my brother represented the 1936, the United States in the 1936 Olympics. He ran second to Jesse Owens in the 200 meters. And although the thrill wasn't quite there because Hitler refused to recognize him, he was telling me of the tremendous thrill that they did receive when they stood upon the platform. There was Jesse Owens first, he was second, and then the Star-Spangled Banner was played. It was thrilling. I'm sure this must have been one of the big things in your lifetime. You got the gold medal in 1920.
That's right.
What was the record in 1920 in the high jump?
High jump. I held the Olympic record, 6 feet, 4 1/4.
6'4" and a quarter.
Of course, we jumped differently in those days. We were not allowed to use a Western roll. We used an Eastern cutaway style.
And what's the difference between the Eastern cutaway style and the Western roll?
Our heads and shoulders were above the level of the rest of our body, whereas today they more or less dive over. If you watch one leg, you'll often see a picture of a man coming down almost head first.
Yes, yes. Is this what we sometimes call the scissor, the Eastern jump?
Well, it was a modified scissor, yes. Oh, it started with a scissor, but then you cut under and cut around and landed on the same foot you took off from.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's good that we continually compare our score with that of Russia or that of England or that of France or any of the countries?
I don't think it makes any difference. As long as the Olympic ideal stands firm and solid, I think it's the most marvelous thing in the world for young people to get together. It's a great force for peace. Everybody that's ever been on an Olympic team is a blood brother or a blood sister whenever we get together.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, Mr. Landon, it's been good talking to you about your Olympic experiences, and I want to thank you very much for coming by and talking to our audience.
Well, I appreciate your asking me, Jackie, and it's a great thrill for me to meet you.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.